USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Search for victims and survivors continues 5 days after Dorian slammed the Bahamas with 185-mile-an-hour winds that obliterated countless homes and entire regions of the island. Officials say over 30 people have been confirmed dead, but that toll is sure to rise as there are still dead bodies floating through the area. Singer and actor Lenny Kravitz, who's currently on tour, is from the Bahamas and had this to say.
Damage has been absolutely massive. I know that we've all been praying for the Bahamas, and that's wonderful, but we can also take action. And so many of you have been reaching out asking what you can do. So these are the first three charities that I've donated to: the National Association of the Bahamas, CORE, and World Central Kitchen.
The Bahamian Health Ministry said helicopters and boats are on the way, but officials continue to warn of delays because of the severe flooding. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A once-detained Iranian oil tanker pursued by the United States appears to be off the coast of Syria, where Tehran promised the vessel would not go when authorities in Gibraltar agreed to release it several weeks ago, according to satellite images obtained by the Associated Press. The appearance of the Adrian Daria in waters near Tartus comes as Iran was prepared to announce what further steps it had taken to move away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers more than a year after Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the accord. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties, including trade conflicts, and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. You can listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The August jobs report falls short of some expectations. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Some see it as another possible sign the U.S. economy is slowing. Others say that it's no big deal, that the jobs report shows around 130,000 new jobs added in August, when most analysts were predicting there would be about 160,000 jobs created. Wage growth remained solid, and the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An American Airlines mechanic charged with sabotaging a plane because he was upset over stalled labor contract negotiations had been fired from another airline several years ago and briefly had his mechanic's license suspended, according to court documents. Abdul Mahid Maruf Ahmed Alani appeared in federal court in Miami on a charge of willfully damaging and disabling a plane. Federal investigators say he admitted to tampering with a part that provides vital information to pilots. The pilots aborted the flight on July 17th before takeoff in Miami. Alani, age 60, was arrested on Thursday. He had worked for American since 1988, but was suspended immediately after his arrest. Alani, who was born in Iraq and became a U.S. citizen in 1992, had sued Alaska Airlines in the past for discrimination based on national origin. A judge dismissed the lawsuit for lack of evidence. The lawsuit and Alani's firing by Alaska were first reported by the Business Insider. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.